Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we were talking just a while ago about 73, 74, when OPEC was kind of running the world, and up till 1980, 82, whatever. And, you know, for example, a lot of truckers went on strike, the independent truckers right. in particular, because diesel prices were through the roof and they couldn't make any money. And now we find that the price is back up.
And to talk about that is Joe Scully. He's the president of the Motor Transport Association of Connecticut, representing more than 800 trucking and trucking-related businesses. Joe, good morning. Joe and Ray, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
It's always good to talk to you. So this is what, 2.2 cents per gallon?
Yeah, effective July 1st of this year, there was an increase in the diesel tax rate by 2.2 cents a gallon. And the reason for that is we have a system where the diesel tax rate is calculated once a year. It's based on the average cost for a wholesale gallon of diesel fuel, and then you multiply that by the gross receipts tax, and then you add in a base rate of 29 cents a gallon. So that number resulted in a 2.2 cent per gallon increase this year over last year.
Joe, where did the increase then in that complex formula? What factored to increase the price by that much?
The average cost for a wholesale gallon of diesel, right? I think folks probably noticed that over the last year, last 12 months, it just cost more. We had an unexpected dip really going back about 2 years ago. And so now we're coming back from that, and that increase in the cost of crude, the cost of a wholesale gallon of diesel, resulted in this rate going up by a couple cents.
Is that a lot?
It could be higher. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Some states will do 5 cents a gallon, you know, at one time. Other states will phase it in, you know, 5 cents over 5 years. Yeah. So this is not the worst thing that's ever happened, but you know, we don't know what could happen a year from now. It could go up 8 cents a gallon, 10 cents a gallon overnight, and that would hurt for sure.
Hey Joe, you know, and the thing is, at this point, you know, the increase is due to taxes and that complex formula you just discussed, but the price itself of diesel, is that going up as well?
It's picking up for sure from where it had been resting, shall we say, for
a long time,
a few months to maybe a year or so. And you know, in fairness, I should point out that the rate had actually decreased over a number of years. It was north of 50 cents a gallon, so going up, going up to 43.9. We still are below where we were a few years ago, so I should be fair and point that out to everybody.
Joe Scully, president of the MTA, Motor Transport Association of Connecticut, with Ray and Joe on the WTIC Morning Show. Who's gonna pay the biggest brunt of this? Is it in-state truckers, out-of-state truckers?
Well, everybody, and that's actually reminds me of a great point. Out-of-state truckers coming through Connecticut do not get a free ride, despite some false claims. And so out-of-state truckers that come through Connecticut, they will also pay at this new rate. They pay based on the miles that they drive in Connecticut. So, you know, as a rough example, if they've or really a better way to say it is they pay for the fuel that they use. So if in their travel they've used, say, 10 gallons of diesel going through Connecticut, they will pay 10 gallons times 43.9 cents a gallon. So this does actually bring in more money from out-of-state trucks as well.
By the way, you said other means of revenue, so on and so forth. I believe you guys are against tolls.
For sure. All of the tolling proposals that were out there over the past couple of legislative sessions have been just very bad. I believe they would have had devastating impacts on our local economy and our industry specifically.
Joe, let me ask you a question. When we get down to the general election, when we have one Democrat, one Republican, and maybe one independent, from your organization, what would be the one thing you would ask of them?
What are their thoughts on how to fund transportation? Do they want to try to find some more efficiencies within the way we do it now, the Department of Transportation? Are we spending money on things currently that we don't need to be? To me, the obvious answer to that is yes. And I'd like to see whoever wins look at where can we make some changes before just immediately running to tolls or even a diesel tax or some other tax. There's plenty of room to work with there.
And the fact is, even though we as car drivers, four-wheelers, we're aware of the condition of the roads, I imagine for your guys, your members, it's going to be even tougher, the condition of the roads.
It is, and I think part of our, when we have some frustration with the current system, this diesel tax now, it's top 10, it might even be top 5 in the country now in terms of highest diesel rates. We pay these high diesel rates and registration fees in theory for maintaining the roads, but generally speaking,
we know where
that's not where the money goes. So the number one thing we might like to see is having our road taxes go into our roads.
Excellent. Joseph Scully, thank you much for being on. You're the, of course, president of the Motor Transport Association. We'll talk some more later on, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.